Now I'd like to introduce Donna Marie Jones, our valedictorian graduating with a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics. To deliver our student address.
Wow. What an honor to have Jim Carrey as my opening act. Really, thank you, Jim, for that inspiring address. Your words remind us of how things should be and could be. And we're all really grateful to have you here today with us. Dear trustees, honored guests, faculty, staff, fellow graduates, and friends and family, especially those who have traveled far distances to be with us here today. It is my great joy to stand here as a member of the class of 2014, a class which has come to this commencement filled with the blessings of you all who have supported us. I feel this graduation truly is a community achievement. I'm so grateful today to be here with all of you. We've all been through a glorious journey to get to this point. For me, this journey has been comprised of 4 years here in Fairfield, Iowa. 4 precious years. When I think about the distinguishing qualities of this community and university, there are many. Yes, there are the east-facing doors, an all-vegetarian cafeteria, and college students who take the time to withdraw their senses from the world to meditate twice a day. But in addition, this community promotes the awareness of consciousness and sustainability, which pushes each person to think deeply, to uphold a strong direction of evolution, and in this community at MUM, spirituality is integrated into the individual life. It has taken time, but over the course of my undergraduate studies, I have found how to integrate and maintain balance in my life. A balance of meditation, a balanced diet, balanced exercise, academics, social growth. In balancing these factors, I've enjoyed the fulfillment of achieving so many personal and academic goals. I'm constantly exploring new thoughts and gaining new layers of perspective. With the field of all possibilities open to the intellect, it has no choice but to continue pursuing truth. Truth in this case may be thought of as knowledge. This school pushes each student in the direction of fulfillment, the ultimate value of truth. I've thought about for some time what it truly means for a person to be educated. What defines an educated person? Certainly, language is important to become educated in a specific discipline. One needs to become versatile in the language of that discipline. Even deeper than that, an educated person has the skill to ask questions. I would say this ability is at the basis of becoming educated. An educated person has the ability to contemplate. But if a person does not know how to transcend thought and reach the source of all thoughts, is he or she truly educated? The foundation of all knowledge is simply being wide awake. At the basis of all elements of education, if the human awareness can actually open up to the home of all knowledge, which is really our own inner consciousness, our own self, then that individual becomes fulfilled on the level of education. I am sincerely grateful to have this ability to contact wakefulness within me, the source of infinite potential. Every student at MUM is given technique to spontaneously locate this unchanging, pure, creative intelligence of life. Thank you, Maharshi, for bestowing upon us a technique to fulfill the purpose of life. That is, a technique that allows for the expansion of one's own happiness. I've seen a significant growth in my own happiness and overall contentment from freshman to senior year. Having each student at MUM graduating as an educated individual will lead to an educated community, an educated country, and an educated world. Though I'm young, I know our efforts here in the pursuit of individual evolution will lead to global evolution. I'm aware of world events, and when I look at the news, I see the ups and downs and the trials and tribulations humanity is going through. But as Maharshi reminds us, suffering is not a part of our natural behavior. The human nervous system is not built to remain in agony. In short, our duty is to evolve and share the knowledge of evolution. So don't be fooled by the world news. We have the ability to raise world consciousness and bring a happier life to all. At MUM, I now understand it is our duty to enjoy waves of happiness and love in this pursuit of a more evolved society. After all, we are made in the image of God. Surely God did not want his image to suffer. Suffering is foreign to our nature. Just think about this. If Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, Moses, Rama, and Krishna all sat gathered together, there would certainly be no animosity or sense of superiority. Instead, there would be a rich exchange of knowledge and love and bliss. I'm not making any comment on the distinction of each faith. Always stay true to your faith. But we can be assured these great eternal souls would all be rejoicing in all of the accomplishments we here at MUM have achieved. They would all rejoice in the infinity expanding in the individual. My point is that we are all connected on the level of love. Love knows no barrier. Maharshi once said, "The object is existent on the fine impulse of thought." This truly is a reminder to seek the highest first in each of our thoughts and actions. For me, I can take this quite literally sometimes, seeking that A+ in a course or seeking the highest quality food. And yes, these things are important, but I now realize each of us must seek the highest first in every thought. If we think big and dream big, then we receive big. There needs to be a vision in order to accomplish things. Out in the world, people are in survival mode. Everyone is not promoted to think big. Our society is ingrained to think that the world requires survival. But the fact is, progress is the basis of survival. Evolution is the basis of survival. Just because we are getting older doesn't mean we have to stop dreaming. By dreaming, I mean we must remember to always set goals for ourselves and be creative. We must be creative every day. You need two sides to evolve. You need silence and you need creativity. Expression in the relative is a necessary component of evolution. I want to propose today that youth is not defined by our age, but youth is defined by the capacity of our dreams and our ability to carry out those dreams. We have direct access to the field of all possibilities. We know that every dream is a possibility. We have a technique that no matter where we go or what we do, we are infinitely connected to our reservoir of unlimited creativity. With this, our thoughts and desires are powerful. All of us MUM graduates have powerful thoughts. Powerful thoughts lead to effective actions, and those actions allow for the achievement, fulfillment of our thoughts. This is our daily experience as students of absolute knowledge. As we continue to evolve, we can do nothing but let our dreams become expressed. As a graduating student from MUM, I have realized it is the highest responsibility of every individual to be a fully developed individual. As Maharshi says, a man's individuality needs to come on the level of infinity, universality. At this level, the individual can enjoy success of the senses in the relative and the absolute success of true inner bliss. I would like to thank Ninka Passi for providing a nurturing environment where I was able to thrive creatively. I would also like to thank Tanya Calamara for showing me how to embrace self-expression through fitness and your endless motivation to continue exercise for life. Thank you to everyone in the community who has supported me, everyone who has crossed my path here at MUM. even that one time we exchanged smiles on our way to the dome. Thank you to every professor who has instructed me and provided me with a new and inspiring perspective. I'd like to especially thank each and every professor and the entire mathematics department who has guided and cared for me in the past 4 years. I want to thank my close friends for providing that ear, that shoulder, and that hug when I needed you most. Thank you for being there for me. You constantly push me to pursue the highest. And thank you to my family, present today and those at home, for your eternal love. Thank you to my sister Bonnie for your grounding sense of direction and guiding words. Thank you, Mom, for always believing in me and supporting me from the first day that you held me. You have taught me what unconditional love in this relative existence can be like. And thank you, Dad, for your patience, wisdom, and conversation that has propelled me throughout my studies. Now I'm off to graduate school with the knowledge that can sustain a lifetime. I have learned the importance of routine, the power of forgiveness, and the true essence of myself, pure unadulterated bliss. Thank you, Maharshi, for enlivening consciousness in all of our lives in such a tangible and effortless way. Thank you, MUM, for providing this environment that rises up in waves of appreciation and love. I would also like to thank everyone who is graduating today. Each one of you has profoundly impacted me during my time here, and I want to thank all of you for your continual inspiration and love. Every one of you is truly divine. Thank you, class of 2014. I would like to end with one last Maharshi quote. We have an infinite number of reasons to be happy and a serious responsibility not to be serious. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna, for that beautiful address, so clear and so profound, and thank you for the example and inspiration of your own stellar academic career here. We wish you every success going forward. And now I would like to introduce Rianne Charisse Slay, our salutatorian, graduating with a Bachelor of Arts in Literature, to present the class gift.
Whew, this felt like a long walk up here. I believe in us. I know that sounds pretty cliche, but I do. I believe in our abilities. I believe we're capable. I believe that each of us have a voice worth hearing. Up until my education here at MUM, I never would have been able to say those things. I, at least, have struggled with feelings of inadequacy nearly my entire life. And I know that the reason I was never able to tell myself I was capable before was because I honestly never believed it. I owe that change to this school. I'm sure that I can speak for many of the students here when I say that my education at MUM was ultimately never about figuring out how to get the best grades, how to give presentations without passing out, or even how to fulfill all my DC requirements at the very last possible minute. My education at MUM has represented something much more than that. It's given me the confidence where before I had none. It's taught me how to understand myself and in my understanding, find the courage to stand strong in my own core beliefs. I've learned the value of commitment and dedication, and I've seen how good work ethic can sustain me in whatever I choose to do. For the first time in my life, I feel confident and capable and excited for my future. Ultimately, MUM was never about teaching us what to think, but teaching us how to think for ourselves. It was never about molding us into ideas of who we should be, but unearthing the person we've been all along. As Maharshi Mahesh Yogi once said, if we think of defeat, that is what we will get. If we are undecided, nothing will happen to us. We must pick something great to do and do it. Never do we think of failure at all, for as we think now, that is what we will get. I am speaking to a room full of people who already understand the truthfulness of these words. Never before have I met so many talented students who are so unwavering about their directions in life. What if I fail is rarely a question I've heard escape their lips. I've watched in awe as students committed themselves to becoming leaders, models, doctors, and artists of all kinds, and then went and put themselves out there, despite challenges and oftentimes rejection. Your commitment is empowering in ways that you may not fully understand. On behalf of all the students here, I thank you, the artists, the scientists, the speakers, the writers, wherever your heart is, for being a beacon of light and inspiration to all of those around you. I am proud of you, and I mean it. Each of you are an inspiration to me of the traits that I strive to see within myself one day. We all are different in our own ways, and some of us may even disagree from time to time. But all of you are beautiful, and I admire you in ways that I don't always express. So thank you. I would also like to thank the faculty who go above and beyond to create the encouraging, nurturing environment present here today. By society's standards, our school and its professors may have been unconventional, but a few things are certain. Many of them have taught us to be honest with ourselves, but not overly critical, to follow certain rules and yet never to let those rules restrain us. Through them, we've learned that imperfection is okay, and so is criticism, but never to let those things make us feel that we're worth less than what we are. In coming here, I gained far more than an education, though I've certainly gained that as well. I gained a sense of self-worth, and that's something I'd never truly had before. Never before have I been a part of a classroom setting where professors have such genuine love and concern for their students as I have here at MUM. And that love extends to all the staff, from the mailroom to the financial aid office, and I imagine there's not a single student here who hasn't had their lives touched by someone, and that's what makes MUM so special. Most importantly, and on behalf of all the students here, I would like to thank our families for being here today. You have no idea what your presence means to each and every one of us. In particular, I'd like to thank my own family, both blood and not, as well as my husband, not only for sacrificing their time to come to this ceremony, but for being a remarkable source of love and support throughout my life. Today wouldn't be the same without them, and I know I wouldn't be the person that I am today without their guidance and encouragement. And now the moment we've all been waiting for, the class gift. So this year, the class gift will be to have fruit trees planted all over campus. So. Congratulations, class of 2014. We did it. Jay Guru Dev.
Thank you, Rianne, for another extraordinary address, so profound, so full of energy, and once again, thank you for your own example of outstanding academic performance, and I hope there's a Pulitzer Prize or something of that magnitude. I'm sure there is in your own future. Thank you for that. And thank you to all the members of this graduating class for that beautiful class gift. This will be something that lasts for decades and decades into the future. It will really enrich our campus. Thank you very much for your contribution to that. And now I introduce our Dean of Faculty, Dr. Kathy Guarini, to present the graduating class to the trustees and to read the text of the diploma.
Trustees, it is my privilege to report to you that the candidates here assembled have qualified in all respects by successfully completing curricula offered by Maharshi University of Management and have been recommended by the faculty and Board of Trustees to be awarded appropriate degrees and recognition of their academic accomplishments. Now I will read the text of the Maharshi University of Management diploma. As a graduate of Maharshi University of Management, you have pioneered higher education for higher consciousness for the whole humanity. Through your study of Maharshi Vedic science and research in consciousness, the reality of higher states of consciousness is blossoming in your life. You have come to know all about the knower, the process of knowing and the known, all about consciousness, both in its self-referral, self-interacting state, and as it expresses itself in the infinite variety of natural law in the whole creation. Through your completion of programs in academic study at Maharshi University of Management, you have grasped the natural laws at the basis of your discipline and have learned to connect them to the source of natural law in the most basic and universal level of nature's intelligence, the unified field of natural law, the self-referral field that governs the activity of the entire universe. Through practicing Maharshi's programs for the development of consciousness, you have grown to experience this unified source of natural law as the self-referral state of your own consciousness. You have understood that all branches of knowledge are but different modes of this self-referral field of intelligence or consciousness. Day by day, you have been growing to live the maxim of the Bhagavad Gita, Yogastha Kuru Karmani, established in yoga or union, perform action. On this basis, you are rising to enjoy the fruit of all knowledge, life lived spontaneously in harmony with natural law, free from mistakes and suffering. By the growth of alliance with natural law in your life, you are gaining increasing support of natural law for the effortless fulfillment of your desires. While at Maharshi University of Management, you have vitally contributed to creating a heavenly air of peace, positivity, and harmony on our campus, which in itself demonstrates that heaven can be created on earth. Through your daily group practice of the technologies of consciousness of Maharshi Vedic Science, the Maharshi Transcendental Meditation and TM City programs, including yogic flying, you have helped create the Maharshi effect, spreading a beautiful influence of coherence in world consciousness and performing a global role as a creator of peace. With the knowledge of natural law you now possess, you are in a position to become the guiding light of your society, perpetually living the reality of higher states of consciousness and radiating success and an evolutionary, nourishing influence around you. You have the ability to raise your profession to perfection by inspiring all your fellow professionals to connect their lives to the source of all professions, the unified field of natural law. with your fellow Maharshi University of Management graduates around the world, you are competent to transform life on Earth by fully utilizing the knowledge you have gained of the totality of natural law and specific values of natural law. As a leader of a new generation enjoying higher states of consciousness, you will nourish the whole world family so that it can rise to enjoy a supreme quality of life, irreversible peace and harmony, perfect individual and collective health, success and happiness for everyone through support of natural law, heaven on earth, generation after generation. Thank you.
And now Dr. Jane Schmidt-Wilk, Dean of Teaching and Learning and Professor of Business, will announce the undergraduate students receiving degrees. And we'd respectfully request for those wishing to take pictures, please do so from where you're sitting and not come up to the stage to do that. So Dr. Schmidt-Wilk.
Will the candidates for the Bachelor of Arts and the Bachelor of Fine Arts please rise? Delara Adilbek, Kazakhstan, business, cum laude. Nicole R. Anderson, United States, media and communications. Catherine Sonia Bowles, United States, Literature, cum laude. Katarzyna Anna Brabant, Poland, Media and Communications. Cassie E. Forward, United States, Art. Elizabeth Nicole Fowler, United States, Business. Xiaotong Gua, China, Business.